would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. It's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers. Hello to all. Thanks for listening. We couldn't do this without you. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell, back with another big show. Robert DeCosa is our producer and master control. Roscoe the Rockstar Dog is here, and we have two super guests for you today. You know, there's not a golfer on the planet who's played any decent amount of golf who has never been in a bunker. For better or for worse, we've all been there. The thing is, what do we really know about bunkers? How deep is that sand? What kind of sand is it? How does the water drain out? Why are those doggone things there in the first place? Well, today on Tee to Green, everything you need to know about bunkers with Bill Kubley of Landscapes Unlimited. Then later in the show this week, the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America is honoring course superintendents and the work that they and their crews do. Tuesday is International Thank Golf Course Superintendents Day at more than 30,000 golf courses in 78 countries around the world. And Ed Severill is back to tell us all about it today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and anytime, anywhere, any place, you can listen on the Sirius XM app, the SXM app. We also stream live at sportsbyline.com. I'm Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell. We are teeing it up and talking golf next with Bill Kubley right here on Tee to Green.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Golfers listen because we speak their language here on Tee to Green, the golf show. That language is, of course, golf. How you doing, everybody? Welcome back. Another big show for you today. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. We've got Robert DeCosa in Master Control. And thank you for being there and being the most important part of what we do. Want to check in with Debbie, make sure she's all ready to go. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jay. I'm so excited for today's show to learn more about what happens behind the scenes at a golf course, and especially when one is being built. And wow, we've all had experiences in bunkers, so I'm really excited to learn so much more today.
Yeah, later in the hour, we're going to join Ed Severo with the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. Ed's been with us a million times through the years, but we've never talked to him about what's happening on Tuesday this week when the Golf Course Superintendents Association will be hosting Thank a Golf Course Superintendents Day. Over 30,000 courses in 78 countries around the world will be honoring golf course superintendents. And we're going to talk to Ed about why they're doing that and why the superintendents deserve that type of honor. Debbie, you being a golf professional and an LPGA pro, I know you're a pretty good player. How's your bunker game?
You know, my bunker game is actually pretty good. Where I have some challenges sometimes is those lies. You know, when you have a downhill bunker lie and then a tight spot with maybe water on the other side. Those are the challenging ones, sometimes that wet grass. So it's getting through all those different types of surfaces that you might come across on a golf course. But the typical bunker shot, I'm pretty good at it. You know, get it out, don't always get it close. I think what would help my game, as we all know, is more practice in the bunkers. And I think many golfers out there might agree that they don't spend enough time practicing that greenside bunker shot.
Yeah, same here. I can usually get out in one shot. Where the ball's going to end up, that's a whole different story. But at least I get out. I know I play with guys that, you know, once they're in the bunker, they're in there for a while, digging a trench. But a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to some people, and I said, I want to do a show about bunkers. And unanimously, they all said, well, we know the guy you need to talk to. His name is Ed Kubley. He's with Landscapes Unlimited, a company that he has founded more than 45 years ago. He is a golf industry superstar. So I made a couple of phone calls And lo and behold, a couple days later, Bill called me back, and we chatted. And he is with us today right here on Tee to Green, standing by on the Tee to Green guest line from his home in Nebraska. Hey, Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jay. Happy to be with you and Deb.
I know you when we talked the other day, you said you told me about your company, which is Landscapes Unlimited. You're not really a golf course architect or an architectural company. What's the distinction between what you guys do and what guys like Core and Crenshaw or Michael Herdson or Robert Trent Jones people do?
Well, technically, I'm a landscape architect by education from the University of Wisconsin. But, you know, the golf course architects will do the design of the golf course. They'll either draw plans or come out and work with a construction company like our company to do all the rough grading, the greens construction, bunker construction, irrigation system, and then putting the grass down and to get the course ready to play. So that's really the difference, but they kind of interchange quite a bit.
Well, Bill, you have become an expert in all things golf and actually love to talk about bunkers.
Sure.
You know, we used to call them sand traps, but we don't want people to feel trapped anymore, so they are bunkers. All of you listening out there, that's the terminology to use. But they can be a golfer's best friend or their worst nightmare. What are the key design elements that you believe make a bunker truly effective on the golf course?
Well, I think it kind of gets overlooked a lot, but I think the most important thing to us is that the sand in the bunkers and you know, the tours are very specific about what kind of sand they want their players playing out of so that they're not embarrassed by getting into some sand that is too wet or too the lies are too tight or too loose. So the most important thing to me is the consistency of the sand. Even if it's bad sand, if it's consistently bad, at least you know what your shot's going to be like instead of worrying about it every time you put your foot in the bunker.
I usually, if I'm gonna flub a bunker shot, it's usually because I don't know what kind of sand I'm hitting out of, or whether or not the sand is wet. It might look dry on top, but it might be wet underneath. Is there a way to help a golfer with that, Bill?
Well, I think the easiest thing is as you get in the bunker. Now you can't dig a hole in the sand to see how it is, but if you as you set up to hit your shot, if you're you know, kind of getting stabilized in the sand, you can kind of tell with your feet whether the sand is loose, wet, or too dry. And probably if you're playing in a tournament of some sort, you probably have tested some of the bunkers, so you kind of have an idea what they're going to be like.
Well, when you talk about the different sands, would the PGA actually have a course change the sand if it wasn't up to their standard, if they want to host a tournament there?
Oh, absolutely. We hosted the old Nike events and the buy.com tournaments on a course that we owned part of in Omaha quite a few years, and they actually did come in and we changed the sand or got it to their specifications, and that might be as much as wetting the sand down a little bit and compacting it more so that it's not as loose. But they're very specific about that for the courses that their players play on.
Wow. And that's to not embarrass themselves when they're on TV. How about a regular golfer, Bill? Could you give us some insight, like if someone sees a fried egg in the sand or it is a bit wet grass or a tight lie, do you have some information for our listeners on how the sand will react to the club and the ball and help them be able to navigate those situations a little bit easier?
Well, that's really not what I'm all about, but I'll give you just my tips as a decent average golfer and I tell people that I play, I say, whatever you do, follow through. And, you know, if somebody, you get these, I play with my 10-year-old grandson and some players that might be 15 or 20 handicappers, and if they stop that club after they've made contact with the ball in most bunker shots and they stop it, you know, a foot after their downswing, they're probably not going to get out or hit it far enough. So to me, it's following through, taking a pretty consistent swing, and, you know, just doing it by how much you open up or close the club face.
Bill Kubles with us, founded Landscapes Unlimited more than 45 years ago. It's been the world's premier golf course construction company, and he is one of the most foremost experts on bunkers in golf. Bill, the history of bunkers, do you know much about why they're even there in the first place?
Well, I think about it, and I think people forget about this sometimes, and maybe even the tour, when they forget that they're a hazard. And, you know, they want them all perfectly raked. And, you know, in the old days, they didn't really put bunker rakes in there. They kind of smoothed it out with their foot when they walked out. In fact, when the Sand Hills in Nebraska is ranked as one of the top 10 golf courses in the world, initially those bunkers didn't have rakes, but you might end up with a footmark in the bunker, and that's just how you played it. So that's kind of how that all got started. But you got to remember, they are a hazard, and you know, the bunkers initially were very raggedy looking, and kind of like what we've gone back to on a lot of these modern-day golf courses, have that natural look, where they're actually planting or sodding native grasses on the faces, and to give you that look of what the courses were probably, you know, 100 years ago. And it's amazing how many of these are getting built today, and yet you go back to the parkland golf courses, probably like Bethpage or a place where they're going to play this coming year. You know, those bunkers are more cookie cutter, very well detailed, very well manicured. So you're really, right now, you're seeing just about all of it, and that's what's fun about this industry.
So you've got the cookie cutter, you've got the more natural looking. Is there kind of a one size fits all when it comes to that, or does it depend on the individual golf course design or architect?
Oh, they're all different, but they can, most of the architects can get into more than one mode if they need to. If a club wants that cookie cutter look, they can do that, but maybe they get a little bit more gnarly, or maybe they put a little bit of that longer grass, just little bits and pieces of it, where you can at least find your ball and move the ball forward versus, you know, looking for that thing all day.
Yeah. All right. Bill Kubles is with us. He is with Landscapes Unlimited. We are talking bunkers. Debbie and I got more questions for him, and we'll continue on the other side after a break right here on Tee to Green.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
It's the show by golfers for golfers. It's Tee to Green. We're trying to help golfers out and help them understand bunkers on today's show. Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. Our guest is Bill Kubley from Landscapes Unlimited. Debbie, I was just thinking, since we rebooted the show in 2006, we've done almost 1,000 broadcasts, and we've never had a show where we've talked about bunkers. That's crazy, isn't it? Bill is a golf industry.
There's so much to learn.
Yeah, Bill is a golf industry superstar, and he's been at it for more than 45 years. Bill, let's get right to it. A bunker, how much sand, how deep is the sand in a typical bunker, and what kind of difference does that make?
Well, they used to tell you 6 inches of sand in the bottom of the bunkers would be standard, but anymore with the cost of sand and really you really only need about 4 inches compacted sand in the bottom of a sand trap. But if you have the steep faces on a sand trap, the sand might only be an inch deep, inch and a half deep, because the clubs actually want that ball to land on that face and kick down into the bottom of the bunker. You'll notice it, for instance, on number 18 green at Augusta, the 18 fairway bunker, no one really ever buries a ball in the upper face of that bunker. They all hit the wall of the sand and it bounces down, and that's because the sand isn't quite as deep there.
Bill, in your experience, what are some of the common mistakes that golf course designers make when it comes to bunker placement or design on golf courses?
Well, to me, the bunkers should be placed where, if you're a mediocre golfer, maybe a fairway bunker in particular, that you can't. That player shouldn't be able to get it to the bunker, keep that bunker out of their play. But as you get up to the green, of course, if it's a short par four, the architect may design it to where it's pretty much covered up with bunkers, or you have a very narrow opening in the front, just to make it a more difficult shot. If on a long par four, it'd be a mistake to put a lot of bunkers right in front of the green, where, for instance, you're gonna roll one right into the bunker because the ball can't get to the green. So,
no.
You know, there's a lot of thought process that goes into that.
Is there a big difference between fairway bunkers versus a greenside bunker?
Well, a fairway bunker, most architects want you to be able to advance the ball out of that bunker. So you'll rarely see big steep faces where, if you're on a par four and it's 450 yards, you want to be able to advance it with a hybrid or a 3-iron or a 4-iron or even a 5-iron. You don't want to have to bring out your sand wedge to get out of a fairway bunker. Whereas when you're on the greenside bunker, you've got that shot in your bag, hopefully, to get out of that one if it's a little steeper.
You were talking about the sides of the bunker, Bill. You know, rain can be treacherous And we've all, I'm sure, experienced a golf course that had so much rain that there was washout in the bunkers. Is there any way with any new technology or anything that helps that to stay in place even during rainstorms?
Yeah, great question. I think Jay asked me, what are the biggest innovations in bunker construction in the last 20 years? And to me, there's no question, it's the liners underneath the sand. And they now are designing the bunkers to where the water drains through the sand very quickly. You want to have a sand that percolates pretty fast and that gets down into a drainage system, but there's usually a total line system under that sand that lets the water go through the sand and get to a drainage vent, and then the bunkers they really don't wash out anymore. So there's a better Billy bunker, which is a gravel that they put underneath, and then they use a spray polymer to tie that together so it doesn't move. Or they're actually putting capillary concrete in the bottom of the bunkers underneath the sand. And that, again, the water actually goes through the concrete after it's gone through the sand and it gets into the drainage area. So it gets through that sand so fast that it doesn't wash the sides of the bunkers. And if it does wash in a few minor areas, it doesn't disturb the subsoil, which would be clay or topsoil, so it would contaminate the sand, which, again, because of the cost of the sand these days, you want to prevent the migration of the mud and the clay into that sand.
Well, there's certainly a lot involved. How long does it take to build one bunker?
Oh, on a renovation of a golf course, it might take one day per bunker, or you might be able to. Some days you might get two. It just depends upon what the process is and how big a change it is. If you're in there with a bulldozer to do it, you're probably going to have that bunker torn up for a couple of days. Of course, you've got to shape the bunker, you've got to edge the bunker, you've got to put drainage tile under the bunker, and then you put this liner in that I'm talking about, and then you have to drain the water away to either a sump area where the water can stay, or open discharge the water so it leaves the bunker itself.
Bill Kubley, our guest, we're talking bunkers, Bill, with Landscapes Unlimited. Bill, I know you said earlier, the main thing with sand is you want consistency, even if it's bad sand. But is there a particular sand that's better than others, or is that depending on cost, expense?
Well, that's a good question, too. They really want us to use an angular sand so that the water... It packs enough that it's consistent, whereas if you're using sand, the particles that are round, they very rarely will, many times they won't firm up at all. So you want to stay away from those round sands. And, of course, the big in-vogue thing today is the color of the sand. And, I mean, in my mind, it's gotten a little bit the point of being ridiculous, where sand used to cost... you know, anywhere from $10 to $20 a ton. And you could usually find a sand in your market that was good enough for your bunkers. Well, then they started bringing sand from maybe a one-hour drive away from the little town down the road because their sand was better for bunkers. Well, now there's great places. Ohio has some of the best sand in the country for bunkers. People are trucking that sand all the way to Colorado. We're doing a bunch of work here in the Midwest, and we'll bring that sand all the way to Nebraska, and that sand costs anywhere from $150 to $180 a ton versus the $20 a ton that we could buy sand for before. And a typical 18-hole golf course might take anywhere from 2,500 tons to 4,000 tons if you have a lot of bunkers. So it can really, really change the cost of the golf course.
Huh, that's fascinating. Now, there's no ocean there and beach in Ohio, so what makes their sand so much better?
Well, I think the good Lord just put the right consistency of sand there, and it's very white. In fact, I built a golf course there for that company, and it's a Tom Fazio golf course. It's sand, sand, yeah, can't remember the name for sure, but it's that sand is really, like I say, it's hauled all over. Now there's a Pebble Beach sand, they call it Pebble Beach when you're out on the coast. They don't really haul sand from Ohio, but I'm not kidding you, we're hauling it to Texas. We haul it all over.
So what do you got going on these days? What's the next thing for you?
Well, like I told you, I'm sort of semi-retired, but it's my business, so I guess I will never retire. But, you know, I've been doing this 48 years. I just noticed, getting ready for you two, we have our 2500 project on the books starting this last week. So,
wow. Oh, my goodness.
You do the math on that. That means we touch somewhere around well over 100 projects a year, somewhere in the world, mainly in the United States. But we build courses all over the world, and then we also manage about 60 golf courses.
In addition to golf courses, yeah, other turf related projects that Landscapes Unlimited does is sports fields, parks. And a lot of things going on besides golf for Landscapes Unlimited from Lincoln, Nebraska. Bill Kubley, our guest today. Bill, definitely fun talking to you about bunkers. Come back and visit with us again sometime.
I'd love to do that. Nice chatting with you both.
There you go.
Thank you, Bill.
Bill Kubley. Angular sand, Debbie, versus round sand. Now I got something else to think about when I get in that dang bunker.
Don't think at all, Jay.
There you go. Don't think. That's the best advice yet. All right. Bill Kubley, thanks to him for joining us today. At several standing by, we're going to talk about thanking a golf course superintendent for the work that they and their crews do. Next, right here on Tee to Green.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch, to the gym, to the office, and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything, without costing everything. Now, take an extra 15% off Flex at Kohl's. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it, exclusively at Kohl's. 15% off valid through January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth,
Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. That's what we like to call it here at Tee to Green, the golf show. Welcome in. We're here every Sunday talking golf. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with my co-host, Debbie O'Connell, the president of Live Positive and Golf Positive. And our next guest is standing by and ready to go. You know, September 10th has always been a big day in golf because it's the birthday of Arnold Palmer, and the king would have been 95 years old this coming Tuesday, which is September 10th. It's also extra special this year because on Tuesday, it's International Thank a Golf Course Superintendent Day. Arnie's dad, Deacon, was a golf course superintendent, and that, of course, started Arnold Palmer on his interesting career. And we're happy to have joining us with the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, recognizing golf course superintendents, our good buddy Ed Several, back here on Tee to Green. Hello, Ed. How you doing? Welcome.
Doing fantastic, Jay. And how are you doing? And hope all the golfers out there are ready to either get their tee time, finishing their tee time, no matter where you are in the world. It's a great day to play golf.
Yeah. Was this just a coincidence that Thank a Golf Course Superintendent's Day landed this year on September 10th?
I wish we could say it was anything more, but yes, it was a coincidence. And obviously, you know, what a great career Arnold Palmer had, what the impact he had on golf, as you shared. His father was a golf course superintendent, and Arnold Palmer had a very, very strong, support of golf course superintendents, because he really understood that without a golf course superintendent, there is no golf. They're essential to golf success. And, you know, we pick the second Tuesday in each September for celebrating Thank a Golf Course Superintendent Day, and it just so happens this year was the 10th.
That's pretty cool. By the way, I want to introduce you to my new co-host, Debbie O'Connell. Debbie, say hi to Ed.
Hey, Ed, it's a pleasure to meet you. I love your energy. Let's go play golf.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to meet you. I've heard some great things about you, and I've been listening, and I heard you both as a guest and now as a co-host, and always great to hear from you every Sunday.
Well, thank you so much, Ed. Well, we just heard so much from Bill about just building a bunker and what it takes to maintain bunkers and all that's involved there. So no wonder you do a thank your superintendent's day. Tell us about that event. It's worldwide, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's international. So it's the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. We represent over 20,000 superintendents, teams of assistants, equipment managers, and they get up every single day to really deliver a great round of golf for golfers in the United States and actually around the world. We collaborate with the British and International Greenkeepers Association, which represents the UK. We also have tie-ins with the Australian, what they call Turf Grass Managers Association, with our Canadian counterparts, the Canadian Golf Course Superintendents Association. So it is an international effort. In the United States, we refer to those that take care of the golf course as superintendents, and other places, they are greenkeepers, and they get up every single day. Over 38,000 facilities are represented, and they're delivering every single day a great day of golf. Bill Cooley, I believe, was on right before this, and certainly talking about bunkers and bunker management, bunker construction. There's a lot more that goes into it to make sure that you can have an enjoyable day of golf.
How many years have you been doing this now?
We are going on our 11th year of celebrating a Thank a Superintendent Day.
Well, and speaking of thanking the superintendents, Ed, what has it meant to superintendents that Mike Wann, the CEO of USGA, will always recognize the superintendent and the team that made the golf course so amazing for every USGA event. He does that during the awards ceremony with every one of the major USGA events that are televised. Tell us, have you received any feedback from some of those superintendents and their team?
Absolutely. So Mike and the USGA team, and the USGA, there's another great allied association who also is celebrating with us. They'll be out doing lots of social media. But if you saw, starting, I believe, at the Country Club up in Brookline with the U.S. Open there, they present the E.J. Marshall platter. And they actually, what's really amazing is it's presented before even the winner of the tournament gets their plaque. And the reason is that the USGA and really all allied associations, the PGA of America, the PGA Tour, they understand that when they put together a golf tournament, at the heart of it is that golf course superintendent and their teams. They're out there. And, you know, we'll talk a minute about Scott Furlong, who is a certified golf course superintendent, and he is, and his team, almost 72, are putting together the Sohan Cup, and they work so hard, so much in advance to make sure that playing surface is there. And yes, we've gotten great feedback from our members when Mike Wan recognizes their teams, the GCSA teams at the U.S. Open with the E.J. Marshall platter.
Ed Severell with us from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. This Tuesday is the annual Thank a Golf Course Superintendent Day, this Tuesday, September 10th. Ed, I know you've been putting the message out on social media. You're running television ads on the Golf Channel and some of the events that have been going on the last few weeks. But what would you suggest for a golfer who's going out and playing around on Tuesday, how would you suggest that they personally thank a golf course superintendent?
You said it at the end. Just go on up, find your golf course superintendent, shake their hand, because there's over 20,000 men and women that get up every single day and really prepare that golf course so that it is in the condition that will give you a great round of golf. So if you can just go up, just say, hey, thank you for all you do. And if you are on social media, want to make a post. And we have a hashtag, which is hashtag thank a super, hashtag thank a super. So go on out, make a post, show that you really thank those men and women that really deliver you a great day of golf.
Yeah, oftentimes the things that the superintendents only hear are the negatives and complaints. So it'll be nice for them to have a day where they're receiving thank yous internationally as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, if I could build on that, you know, a lot of times there's, they just deliver a great day of golf and they make sure the course is in great condition. But, you know, superintendents and their teams, they go beyond just delivering great day of golf. You mentioned that we're running TV spots on the Golf Channel because we want to talk about the role they play. They're agronomists. They're environmentalists. They work every single day, and they keep the sustainable nature of a golf course at the start from everything that they do. They make sure that what they're doing is environmentally consistent. They also are advocates. Many of our members, we have 500 that work as grassroots ambassadors to make sure that they understand how best to apply different government regulations. So the fact is that, you know, your superintendent, when you thank them for not just the job they're doing for your golf course, but for everything they're doing to keep golf sustainable today and for future generations.
Technology is moving so fast as well, Ed. How has that changed the superintendent's job?
You know, I don't think there's an industry, I don't think there's a profession that doesn't have the exact same question. Technology is moving at the speed of light, and our superintendent are just at the forefront of what they're doing. So, for instance, everything from the amount of water that gets put down, the amount of nutrients that they put out to make sure that the surface is the way it should be, the way that they manage weather. They have apps, they have technology, they have data. We also have, through the GCSAA, what we call best management practices. They are BMPs, and they are state manuals. We have one for every single state in the United States. And what it does is it enables a golf course superintendent to see the best practices, to be able to incorporate in data, to be able to make sure that their playing surfaces are the best they can be.
Debbie and I were talking before the show, and she mentioned, Deb, you can go ahead and pick up on this, she mentioned diversity as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
excited to ask this, because I just saw a news release about 40 of your turf grass professionals were chosen to be a part of the 2024 Women's Leadership Academy. And how exciting is that, that you all host that? It's your second year. I know it says right in the news release that the percentage of women superintendents is low, and you're working to make that a different number going forward.
Absolutely. It is a focus, and I will tell you, I want to talk a little bit first about the Women's Leadership Academy. This is an effort that we actually started last year, so we launched it in 2023, and the second annual gathering will be in November at our headquarters in Lawrence. And yes, 40 of our female professionals that have gone and applied and were nominated and then also accepted through a panel of their peers to come and really understand leadership skills, to certainly understand, you know, you mentioned it is a low percentage. And what we hope is that someday we won't have a Women's Leadership Academy, because the fact is that we have worked so hard to bring more women into the profession. And I will tell you that the efforts are paying off. At the last few U.S. Opens, Women's U.S. Opens, and Men's U.S. Open, there was a contingent of women in turf grass professionals that went and volunteered. I believe there was almost 40 there that worked very, very hard alongside the volunteers to really bolster that. And it's an effort to go and show and connect women professionals so that they can understand from others how best to really, you know, get the most out of their careers and move forward. And so we're very, very excited about that effort. And that's why we're celebrating men and women and then our professionals from all walks of life as part of Thank a Golf Course Superintendent Day.
GCSAA.org, by the way, the website for more information on any of this stuff that we're talking about today with Ed Sefer from the Golf Course Superintendents Association. Debbie's getting ready to head out to the Solheim Cup next week, and I understand that you've got some connections out there too, Ed.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, the 19th Solheim Cup will start, I believe, on September 10th. And that course has been prepared by Scott Furlong, a certified golf course superintendent. And what a great guy. I mean, he's got a team down there. I believe he has 38 of his own. I believe another 72 additional volunteers. Just think about the numbers of professionals it takes to prepare that course. And the Robert Trent Jones Golf Club, they've been working, you know, for years now to make sure that that surface is prepared. And I know I spoke to Scott yesterday, and he says that it is ready, and they are going to be really part of history and really working hard to make that all happen. And so I want to give a shout-out to Scott Furlong, CGCS. He's achieved what we call our highest certification, which is a certified golf course superintendent, and his team that has really worked tirelessly to really bring that course. And so when you head down there, you're going to enjoy great playing conditions thanks to Scott and his team.
Well, I'm looking forward to walking the course and viewing all the great work. And now I'll have an even greater perspective on that and appreciation. So thank you for sharing. We're looking forward to it. We're going to cheer Team USA on for to get that cup. It's been a while. We don't have it.
Absolutely. Go Team USA. But I want to do me a favor. When you walk the net, look for Scott and you tell him thank you for all you do. Thank you as part of Thank You Golf Course Superintendent Day, since you'll be down there on September 10th to kick off. And you tell them Ed sent you, okay?
I will.
There you go.
Thank you. What a pleasure to meet you, Ed.
That's Tuesday, September 10th. Thank You Golf Course Superintendent Day. Ed Sefer with us today on Tee to Green. Thanks, Ed. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf, and another hour just flying by here today on Tee to Green as we take a look at what's going on in golf this weekend. The LPGA Tour, of course, is getting ready for the Solheim Cup next week, so there's no tournament play this week. And the PGA Tour has wrapped up its regular season. We'll start the new season next week. There is senior golf. The Tour champions are in St. Louis for the Ascension Charity Classic. And Debbie, our friend Rob LeBritz, who was with us last week, is playing, and he is at +4 going into the final round of that senior event this weekend.
Go, Rob. I mean, he's such a great guy, and he's worked hard his entire life around this game. And to go from being so many years as a club pro and put the time in to actually see his dream come true and play on the senior tour, it's great. And I'm a huge fan, and I think he gained some fans last week as well.
He did make the cut. Stu Sink and Y.E. Yang are at 8-under. They've got the lead, two shots better than Bernard Langer, Rod Pampling, and Kevin Sutherland at the Norwood Hills Country Club. And you are packing your bags, and you're getting ready to head to the Solheim Cup. And next week's Tee to Green, you'll be reporting live from the 19th Solheim Cup, the U.S. versus Europe.
I am so excited. My voice will sound different because I'll be cheering and screaming all week long.
Thanks. We look forward to that. Thanks to Bill Kubley for joining us today from Landscapes Unlimited and Ed Severall from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. That's going to do it. Till next time, hit them long, hit them straight.
Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk, and stay in touch 24/7. A special news and update station you control. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.